Last week, comic lovers, writers, and Hollywood types got together in San Diego, California to geek out at the annual four-day Comic-Con International. Last year's event was packed to the brim with 130,000 attendees, and this year tickets sold out in the record time of less than 8 hours when they were released to the public back in February. Bloomington, Indiana had a representative there at the conference, an award-winning graphic novel author who was peddling his brand new book, Any Empire.
Nate Powell, and I am the Archbaron of the Flagardius Castle. It's in North Ordmore. I draw comics also sometimes.
Nice, nice. Well, you have a brand new book out that was released recently, so why don't you tell me about it?
Basically, this new book is it's called Any Empire. Basically, it follows these three kids growing up in Reagan-era Southern America in a town together. They go to school together, but aren't necessarily friends. They're sort of pulled in together as there's this mysterious string of turtle mutilations happening in their neighborhood. But the book is more or less about violence and fantasy.
So just some light reading.
Yeah, just a little light reading. Yeah, just good bathroom reading.
So as you're flipping through, what I'm noticing is that there aren't a whole lot of words. Lots of gorgeous black and white images.
Thank you.
But I don't see a whole lot of dialogue bubbles.
Well, for the most part, typically in my narratives, and especially when you're dealing with adolescents and you're dealing with kids, to lend more of a sense of immediacy and more of an immersion into what's happening subjectively for these characters, especially as a child, you're really not perceiving the world in words as much. You're not thinking in words. Your sensory experience is so potent. I don't know, you know, it's an exciting challenge to try to convey a person's internal landscape and convey their experience of the world as much as I can without using words.
Swallow Me Whole was your debut graphic novel. It was written in 2008. You worked on three projects between that and Any Empire. It looks like you have another project on your docket already. So tell me, what's your work process like to keep up with all the drawing you have to do?
Thanks in part to a little bit of critical success with this book, I was able to quit my job about 2 years ago and do comics full time and kind of became a drawing machine. So, it definitely has its challenges. For one, it took me months and months to develop the discipline it took to stay on task, not just throughout the day, but when I have to work 6 days a week, seeing that the day I just finished, which might be, 8 hours or 9 hours, there are going to be five more exactly like it. In the winter, I discovered that each day I would find a new way that I felt like I was stuck in The Shining, especially when there was about 3 weeks where it never got over freezing, and I had to draw some sequences that were very repetitive, and I actually felt like I was doing All Work and No Play Makes Jack a Dull Boy.
Well, you're being modest, because Swallow Me Whole won a whole slew of awards, including an Ignatz Award for Outstanding Debut and an Eisner Award for Best Original Graphic Novel. The Eisner Awards, people call them basically the Oscars of the comics world. So, I want your acceptance speech for Swallow Me Whole.
Oh, boy. I guess... I can't see any of you. These lights are really bright. Could somebody turn on the lights, please? No, just a little... That's too dark. Okay, that's a little better. First, I just want to say that I'm just really flat. Oh, I need to hurry it up. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry, you guys. I just wanted to say that ever since I was a kid. Wait, why are you guys playing the music? Thanks a lot, you guys.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
Learn more about Nate Powell's many books on his website, seemybrotherdance.org, and see a photo of his workspace on our website, wfiu.org/arts.